Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh. So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Woo! Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Woo! We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do, 'cause we need a move. Woo! We need a move. Can you shout that out? We need a move. We need a move. Yeah. We need a move. And bodies are still being raised. Hey! Giants are still being slain.
Spirit, amen. Well, let's just give God some praise. Hallelujah. Because we want him to move by his spirit. You know, that's what it's all about. It's about the presence of God. It's about the presence of God. God wants us to be in his presence. We come to be in the presence today. You can turn it on, amen. Praise God. Amen. That God wants us to be in the presence. I always want a presence. You know, whatever we do, we want the presence of God. You know, the only way that you can know. You can't see him, but amen, when his presence is around, you know that his presence is near, amen, hallelujah. And so we just have to worship him for a presence, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for our presence, amen. We don't want to do anything without his presence, amen, his presence here, amen. We can try to do all kind of things, but if his presence is not there, then things are not accomplished. So thank God presence. Amen. Praise God. You got a scripture for us, sister. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God.
2 Corinthians 10:5.
Yes. Amen, amen. Casting down imagination. That's one of the things we got to do, amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. You got a prayer, brother? You want to do a prayer for us, brother? Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just open up, hey, hallelujah.
Father God, we come before the throne of grace. Holy and family, this morning, God. Lift up our hands.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes.
They will fall into a ditch, Father.
Open our eyes, Lord. Open our ears, Lord.
So God, we be careful to magnify thy name and thy word. For it is written and it is so. And in Jesus' name, I love to pray.
Amen. 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 Give the Lord just a little hand praise. Amen. 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 You got a song, Sister Paige? Hallelujah.
Real. Real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He has been a victory, you know. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. In the morning, he's real. Real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. Jesus is a victory, you know. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me, and even if he's real. Real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah, he gives me the victory, you know. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me, and tonight he's real. Real, Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah, give me the victory, you know. So many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. And that is why I love him so. He's so real to me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God.
For him
so real.
Thank you, Lord.
He's so real. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is he real to you today? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that he is God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe that he is God? Amen. Even though you can't see him, but you believe he's real enough to you. Amen. Have he made himself known enough to you that you know that he's God? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That is why he gave his spirit so that you can know that he's real. Amen. Hallelujah. He made himself real to us. Amen. And so thank God that God made himself real enough for us to be able to acknowledge him. And even though you can't see him, you can see the works, his works, amen. He's always working. He's always at work, amen. Amen. Every time you see the sun come out, he's at work, amen. When you see the stars come out at night, he's at work, amen. So he's working in the daytime, and then he's working at nighttime also, amen. God is always at work. And when I see those who say they don't believe in a resurrection, you know, well, I don't believe in that resurrection stuff. Amen. But you lay down every night. And you wake up the next morning. But you don't believe in a resurrection. Amen. You should be afraid to go to sleep. If you don't believe in a resurrection, you ought to be scared to go to sleep. Because you ought to be afraid that you might not wake up the next morning. Amen. They said, that's God demonstrating to you who he is. Yes, I lay you down at night, and I wake you up again. Amen. And even in the time of the end, when we look at when we are raised from the dead, we know we're going to lay down and go to sleep one day. Amen. But what? We're going to wake up the next morning. Amen. I tell you, morning is getting ready to come. Amen. I'm saying Jesus is on the way. Hallelujah. The time of the end is drawing near. And I don't know if you see it, amen, or you don't acknowledge, but the time of the end is closer now than, what is that? He's closer now than when you first believed, amen. Now, a lot of us got saved, but he's closer to his coming now. I don't know if you've been looking around and seeing what's going on in the world and seeing all the things that's going on. And then if you don't see it, then you must be blind to it, amen. And you can see the government, amen. Tyranny, amen. Amen. Especially for us, amen. Police trying to kill us. And I don't know why they want to kill. You know, everybody say, I know God is not a racist person. You know what I mean? That God loves us all. But the truth of the matter is that they're still working on us. The black, what we call, they call us black people, whoever we are, you know. Amen. They're working on us for some reason, you know. And it couldn't be no other reason that God has his hand on us. Amen. We're the most forgiving people, you know. People beat us up and kill us and shoot us, and then we would turn around and say, forgive us, like we did something wrong. Amen? Amen. They beat you up, and then you go apologize. Oh, sorry, Mr. Police. Amen, you know. And he was the one who did that to you. And let us know God is coming soon. Amen. God, give me the to turn things and change things around. Amen. And so I just thank God that he's real enough to let me see that things are changing little by little, amen. Where the power used to be, the powers are changing, amen. And the people who used to be in power, they're losing their power, amen. And so God is turning things around for us, amen. But we got to turn around for God, amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, somewhere in there's this page you want to read. We just want to start with a few scriptures here because we want to look at some things here. Amen. Hallelujah. That God intended purpose. God has had the same intended purpose from the beginning. Amen. Mm-hmm. What does it say?
1:26.
Yeah.
And God said,
uh-huh.
And we make man in our image.
Notice what God said here. Let us do what?
Make man in our image.
Make man in our image.
After our likeness.
After our likeness.
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea,
mm-hmm.
over the fowls of the air,
mm-hmm.
over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over all and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Amen. That's all we said. What God said? We want to let us make man in our own image, amen. And this has been God's purpose and God's intention from the beginning, amen. That mankind would be like God, amen. That we would be just like him. And being that we like him, we're going to be like him in nature, amen. We're going to be like him in works and actions, amen. And that every part of us is going to be like him, amen. That whatever, he wanted us to what? God's going to be holy. And he wanted us to be holy, amen.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to be like him, we're going to be holy, amen. But we're going to have a new nature. He gave us a divine nature. Peter said that what? He gave us a divine nature. That our nature should have changed to be that our nature changed. That God wanted us to be have a nature just like his, amen. To be just like his, amen.
Yeah.
And that has been his purpose, what? To bring change, amen. You know, when the Bible talks about repentance, amen. To talk about repentance means to change your what? To change your mind about the way you do things, amen.
Amen.
And that is what God has been trying to do ever since back then. He's trying to get mankind to what? To change his mind, what? So that our thoughts will become like his thoughts and our ways, what? Will become like his ways, amen. And that is what he wanted to change so that what? Our nature and action will be like his action. And so that is what he's been pleading for. Ever since he started this thing, he wanted this to take place. This has been his purpose. And we got to realize that God wants you to change. Now, even though when Jesus come along in St. John 3:3, he said, well, we must be born again. In other words, because of the fall, our nature became, I said, we have a sinful nature, amen. And then and because of the sinful nature, man did sinful things, amen. And because man did sinful things, because of the nature that he had, you know. Whenever you would take the nature of an animal, whatever animal you want to talk about, amen. If you want to talk about the dog nature is to bark, amen. Amen.
And then we always talk about a dog makes us go back and eat up what he vomited out too, amen. But we have that kind of nature, amen. And God wants us to get rid of that old dog nature, amen. That old animalistic nature, and put on his nature so that we can act like him, so that we can do like him, amen. Praise God. And then you can't come back and say that you've been born again, and then you're still acting the way you used to act. You're still doing what you used to do. And you're still going where you used to go, amen. Yeah. Nothing has changed about you, amen, in order to show that you have been born again and you have God's nature. See, we need a nature change, amen. It's all about getting a nature change. You got to realize it was God's purpose in the beginning, that we would be like him, amen. We would act like him, and so that his glory could be, seen upon the earth, amen.
Amen.
When we pray, we pray, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that we're supposed to be doing things the same way God does things in heaven. God said, I want you to do it the same way upon earth. But man has a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to talk about today, amen, we be lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Too much lukewarmness, amen. Lukewarmness, amen. Revelation chapter 3, 14, I believe, Sister Paige. Amen. Amen. That we got too much lukewarmness going on, amen. And because we're lukewarm, this means that what? Somewhere along the line, we didn't get a full nature change.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Somewhere along the line, we didn't get it. Or if we didn't get it, we didn't do it. Whichever one it was, amen, we didn't do it. And so when God has a problem, amen, with people, amen, then he sends a warning out, amen, to the people. I want to warn you now that I did everything necessary for you to be just like me. I've given you my spirit, amen. I've given you my word, amen. And then I've gave you my son to die on the cross for you so that you can become to be just like I am, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I know you was in practice doing it the old way, but now we got to get in practice of doing the thing the right way, amen. Praise God. And then everybody wants to do some of it, but not all of it. 3 and 14, so say. Here we go now. We're going to talk, see what God says to this church here.
He said unto the angel of the church of the most holy, let us see here,
right? Right.
These things said, amen.
These said, amen. This is God talking here. Now, somebody said one time that God wasn't talking in the New Testament. I've heard people say that. Because they said,
it didn't say, the Lord said. But right here, he's saying, the Lord said. So you can see it's in the New Testament. You know, they always say, well, if it wasn't the Old Testament, you know, then God said. But this is the New Testament, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And who said that?
Amen.
They said the amen, uh-huh.
The faithful,
uh-huh,
and true witness.
Yes.
The beginning of the creation of God.
Mm-hmm.
I know thy works.
I know your works.
That thou art neither cold nor hot.
You're neither cold nor hot.
I would thou were cold or hot.
I wish you was either one or the other one, amen. Uh-huh.
So then, because thou art lukewarm.
Because you're lukewarm.
And neither cold nor hot.
Neither cold nor hot.
I will spew thee out of my mouth.
I will spew you out of my mouth. Amen. I just had to talk about lukewarmness. Amen. Hallelujah. It's because what God wanted out of us, God didn't want us to be lukewarm. Amen.
Amen.
God wanted us to be what? Either one or the other. Amen. I believe that in 1 Samuel 18, or 2 Samuel 18, you know, the prophet asked him, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? Hmm? How long are you going to stand between two opinions, amen? And what is happening to us, say, we got too many opinions, amen? Huh? And this is part of our lukewarmness is because what? We're not sound-minded, amen? Your mind is not sound enough. And then you're still going on the opinion. Well, whose opinion are you going to receive? Is it going to be the opinion of God or is it going to be the opinion of man? How long are you going to be halt between the word? You know, we got people with the word, you know. We are halt between different opinions, amen. Is either God going to be God, amen, or man going to be man, or you going to be you? How long are you going to continue to hold two or three different opinions about something? Amen. When God, how many gods is it? It's only one God, amen. And if one God wants the word, amen, then it's going to be what? Is it going to be God or is it going to be Baal?
Amen.
Too many different opinions, amen. When we come to the word of God, we got too many different opinions about it.
Amen. Amen. That causes lukewarmness.
It's because of our opinion about it, amen. It's either what the word say, amen, or it's going to be nothing, amen. And then here we are today. You know, we got people still arguing about whether Paul was the right man or not, amen. Mm-hmm. Well, was he of God? You know, I'm talking about lukewarm people, amen. The only lukewarm people will be fighting against the word of God.
Amen.
Huh? See, we got lukewarm people fighting against the word of God. It's either what was written is written, and it is what it is, and that's what it is. But this lukewarm thing, people think that they have a right. They have their own opinion about something. Well, I know that's what you say. No, it's what God's saying, man. It's either going to be God's way or no way, amen.
Amen,
because it's only going to be one, amen. It can't be no double. It can't be no double mind if it's this thing, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. See, you have to know that what Paul wrote, then, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change what Paul wrote.
Amen.
But we're standing with what? Your hope between two opinions, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Well, when we look at the 1 Corinthians, I think 14 and 37, Paul said, I do want you to know that the things that I write, they are the commandments of God.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
But we got people, lukewarm people now. Because why are they lukewarm? They are lukewarm because they want to accept what God has said.
Amen.
They're fighting up against the word of God.
Amen.
And then if God is trying to correct you, and God is trying to mold you, and God wants to shape you, and then you won't obey the word, how can you be molded or shaped into the image that God wants you to be? Amen. And then we can't be obedient.
Amen.
I tell you, these last days are going to take some obedience. Amen. Or the devil is going to get you. The people are going to kill you because you won't obey God. God is looking for obedience, amen. Not half obedience, but what? Total obedience, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not doing it part way, amen. I thought about the man named Saul when God told him to go out and kill all the Amalekites, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about probably the first Samuel, somewhere around the chapter 10, somewhere there, where Samuel had told Saul, go down there and kill the Amalekites. I want you to kill all of them, amen. I don't want you to leave anything. Destroy everything. I don't want you to bring nothing back, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And Samuel gave Paul the instruction, and Saul the instruction, and he went down there.
Yeah.
He went down there and he killed some people, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, he went right on about doing what God told him to do. But he went there, but he didn't do all that God told him to do.
Amen.
He told him to kill everything. Amen. Kill the cows, kill the children, the horses. Don't bring nothing back. Saul saved the king. Saul saved the elders. And then when he came back, Samuel said, well, Saul, why haven't you done what God told you to do?
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I did what God told me to do. I killed them.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but what these sheep and stuff like that doing over here? He said, I brought them to bring them to a sacrifice to God. You know, I want to sacrifice. Amen.
Amen.
You see, Saul was lukewarm.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why God had to reject him from being king because of his lukewarmness. Amen.
Amen.
He wanted to do part of what God wanted to do, but not all that God wanted to do. Amen.
Amen.
You see, we want to believe part of what God said and not what all God said. I mean, we got to change in these last days. Amen.
Amen.
Because that is the deception of the devil, amen. You see, the devil always brings you what? A half truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He ain't going to make it all a lie. He's going to slip something in there to get you off track, amen.
Mm-hmm.
To get you to be what? In disobedience to God, amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to go do some of the things. We got a lot of people doing some of the things that God wants them to do. Amen. Yeah, they're doing some of the things, but they're half-hearted at it.
Mm-hmm.
This is where lukewarmness comes from, when you're half-hearted, amen.
Amen.
We got a lot of half-hearted people in the church.
Mm-hmm.
We still got a lot of children, you know. And when the 13th chapter of Corinthians says, what does it say about that?
When I was a child, I acted as a child. I did as a child. I spoke as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Amen.
See, lukewarm people are still childish. Now, you got a lot of childish folks in the church. When I say childish, black people in the church, amen. Any little thing that come up, they don't.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. If somebody do something to them, they don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Children, you know how children act. Amen. Any reason that they won't show up, they won't come because they still got this childlike attitude, amen.
Amen.
What you call lukewarmness, amen. You know, whenever you want to do something and you're serious about it, you don't let nobody get in your way. Praise God, amen. You don't let a devil in hell stop you from doing the things of God. And no matter how it looks, but we got too many children still acting like little children, amen. Lukewarm, amen. Lukewarm people can't stand to be corrected. They always want to correct, but they can't stand to be corrected. And then whenever you correct them, they do a hypocrite, amen. Act like little children, amen. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Act like little children. Still all of this lukewarmness going on in the church. Well, we got to get rid of that stuff, amen. Praise God. We're going to stand for God. And we're going to live for God. We're going to die for God. And that's the way it's going to be. This is what it's going to take to make it in these last days, amen.
Amen.
We're going to have to learn how to be faithful to God, amen.
Amen.
Just like God has been faithful to us, we got to learn how to be faithful to God.
Yes.
We got to stop all this child-like stuff, amen.
Amen.
You know how we used to be back in school? If I put a rock, I put a rock on your head and say, you knock it off. You knock this off. You know, then we're going to fight. You know what I mean? Look like little kids, amen. Murmuring and complaining about everything. Lukewarm people. Always the one that's murmuring and complaining about everything. No, so we got to get rid of the lukewarmness.
Amen.
Lukewarmness, amen. God said, I wish that you was what? You was either cold or hot, amen. It would be better to be cold than to be lukewarm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed when something is cold is solid?
Mm-hmm.
Amen? This stone is solid, amen? Huh?
Amen.
So God wants us to be solid in our faith, amen? He ain't doing trying to say, I want you to be solid in your faith, amen? It's because, whenever, you got some ice, ice is hard, amen? Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And when something is real cold, it's not liquid. It's going to come out everywhere. Amen. So God said, I wish you would get cold in your face. Amen. If you get cold in your face, what? You won't be moved about with every wind of doctrine that come along because what? When you're solid, you're stationary. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So God said, I really want you to be cold so you can be stationary so you won't be going here and there and move over there to all these different faiths and all these different religions and believe in everything. If you was cold, he said, I would like for you to be cold or hot. Amen. Not lukewarm. Nobody likes lukewarm coffee.
Amen.
I see them drink cold coffee. I can't drink it, but amen. But those who can drink cold coffee, amen. You got to be hot, but you don't like the lukewarm. And so God said, well, now, what is happening to us now? He said, in James, I believe it's James 4 and 4, I believe he said, the time has come that judgment's going to begin where? At the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, God's going to start judging this lukewarmness. When you say something and then don't do it, God's going to judge you for it, amen? When we look at the book of Acts, Ananias and Sapphira, amen. They told God they were going to do something. They didn't do it, and God judged them right there. They fell dead right there, amen. I'm trying to say judgment's going to begin right here. But we think that the judgment's going to be on the world first, but God said judgment's going to be on the house of God. You're going to get it together and do what's right, or you're going to do what's wrong. You need to do one thing or the other, amen. Amen. Praise God. And you look at it every day, We come to church on Sunday, amen. We sing in the choir and we praise the Lord, amen. But you was out there tonight in the club, amen. Huh? Hallelujah. You was out there dancing and bumping and grinding and doing all those things in the club on Saturday night. But on Sunday morning, where were you Sunday morning? You were singing in the choir. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. You see, that's what you call lukewarm people, amen. Praise God. It, it gets to me, you know, when I can see people who 60 years old still out there in the club. Lukewarmness going on, amen. Too much what?
Amen.
What's the mindset? They live the free of the world is the enemy to God. We got a lot of enemies, man, amen. Because we're too friendly with the world, amen. We're doing what the world doing. We acting like the world act, amen. We dress like the world, amen. We live like the world. And everything that the world does, we do it like them. But where is the image of God in all of this? Where is the likeness of God in this? It's time to get saved. What I'm trying to say, it's time to get saved, y'all, amen, and stop pretending, because judgment is going to begin at the house of God, amen.
Amen.
We got too much stuff going on in the church, amen. Going on among us, amen. Now, that's the world. Now God's going to take care of the world, but right here among us, we don't want to be, we don't want to be different, amen. We don't want to be told you can't go here, amen. We don't want to be told, well, you shouldn't wear this, huh? We don't want to be told that. We don't want to be told that men ought not to have long hair, amen. You know, it's a shame for a man to have long hair. But lukewarm people, they go and put it on anyway, amen. They put their pants out, and we're not realizing that the world is feminizing the men and masculinizing the women. You know why? It's because we won't listen to the world. We lukewarm. We don't want to get serious about this thing, amen. We don't realize this is a series of mission now. That God said this mission, amen, is going to be a mission that you be in my image, amen. And if I'm going to mold you, if I'm going to shape you, so that you can be in my image, you're going to have to obey my word, amen. If you get to a place now, it's going to be heaven or hell, amen. There's no in-between. There's no gray area in God, amen. Amen. It's on the one side or the other side. You can't be lukewarm. You can't be in the middle.
Amen.
Most of us like to do enough not to look so bad. You know, a little bit over here and a little bit over there so that we don't look so bad. But God said, I'm tired of that. It's time for a change, you know. Huh? You've been doing this for 40-some years, going round and round, obeying the word of God. And you could have already been in the place of promise already, but you say you want to hold on to something in the world. And then you want to also hold on to the things of God. You can't serve two masters.
Amen.
You're going to serve one and lose the other, or you're going to lose the other and serve the other. So who is it going to be? How long are you going to be held between two opinions?
That's right. Amen.
Is what the words say right, or is it wrong?
Right.
Is baptism in Jesus' name right, or is it wrong?
Right.
There can't be no two opinions. If there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, it can't be two of them. And so here we are fighting between two opinions. Is the scripture right? Is Acts 2:38 right?
Amen.
Is Acts 10:44 right?
Amen.
Is Acts 19:6 right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 19, amen. Verse 1-6. They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It's Colossians, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name. Is that right or is it wrong?
Right. Amen.
See, we got two opinions about everything. And the reason we can't be on one accord, the reason because you won't accept what's already written.
That's right. Amen.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way it's become in the church today when you say we got, what, too much lukewarmness, amen. Huh? But let me show you what God thinks about the people, amen. You might have to read this out of this Bible. Well, you can read it. Ezekiel chapter 33 and 30, I believe. This is what God told me to say here today. I like the Living Translation because it's real good. Amen. You got a Living Translation?
You can read it, though. Come on. Ezekiel 33 and 30. This is what God says about the way the people are today.
And when this cometh to pass,
not a man,
lo, it will come. Then shall thou know that a prophet has been among
us. No. Ezekiel 33 and verse 30. Hallelujah.
Here you go, right. You got to get
it
right.
That's
33 and verse
30.
Read.
Son of man, your people are whispering behind your back.
Listen to what's going on in the church today. Anybody that preached the truth to you, amen, when you go around and you talk about it behind their back, amen. But the God says, son of man, they're talking about you behind your back because they don't want to listen to the truth, amen. But they still want to be in their fallacies, amen. And even though what the word of God tells us, amen, we still want to hang out in our fallacies, amen. So they're talking behind your back, we know.
They talk about you in their houses.
When you go home, they talk about you in the house. You know, everybody that's telling them what's right and what's truth, amen. It's because people don't want to hear the truth, amen. They don't want to hear what the word says, amen. We want to do what we want to do and not what God wants us to do, amen. We got our own ways, amen. Huh? If God tells you, amen, that a certain way we ought to dress, we don't want to do that. We want to do part of it, but we don't want to do all of it. That's what we want. And, you know, when are we going to get ready? When are we going to start being obedient and get out of this lukewarm state that God said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth, amen. I see you're doing something. It's not that you're not doing something now. It's not that you don't come to church. But most of the time when you come half-hearted. You don't come to give. You just come just because you want to become a church member most of the time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just don't want everybody to say, well, she lost time in the street. Amen. That's the only reason we show up. And so a lot of you today, you know, that say you don't believe a lot of things, you still believe in getting drunk. Mm-hmm. And then you say, well, you know, I'm saved, I'm a Christian. We're still doing those kind of things. In the streets, every Saturday night, 60 years old, 65 years old, still out in the street. You ain't got enough yet. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, amen. You're a disgrace to your children. You're a disgrace to everybody else. To be 60 years old and you still out there bumping and grinding and carrying on. Amen. And then we got these old men, too, walking around with their pants hanging down, all out there behind, amen, talking about that, you know, they Christians and they children of God, amen. When are we going to get rid of that mess, amen? Huh? You get something here, amen, but read on.
They talk about you in their houses.
Uh-huh.
And whisper about you at the door.
Yeah, they just talk about you. I mean, you know, whenever you catch a man that's telling the truth, everybody's talking about him, amen. Mm-hmm. And he's just trying to tell them God's intention has been what? To make you in his image, amen. If you're doing something that God don't do, then we must not be in the image of God, amen. If you're supposed to be a cat and you're out there barking, amen, everybody don't know something wrong with you, amen. Huh? If you're supposed to be a slave, if you're out there doing what the rest of them do, everybody's going to know something wrong with you, amen. Because even the ones who's lost, the saved people know when they know when you're saved and when you're acting up. They'll tell you. Man, aren't you saved? You're supposed to be out here doing this with me. You're not supposed to be out here getting high with me. Huh? Amen? Even they know better. You out there smoking a joint with them? Amen. They know you're not supposed to be doing that. And they'll tell you what's wrong before you do. Huh? They'll let you know, no, that's not what a child of God does, amen. Huh? Praise God. You're not supposed to be sleeping with the pastor on Saturday night and then on church on Sunday morning. We got this stuff going on right now.
Church.
Amen. Preacher standing up there with $1 million for jewelry on. They should have robbed it. Amen. they should have robbed him. Huh? God ain't told you to get up there and be no hero, to be no star. Amen. And then we got things going on. Won't you have a little warning? We didn't exalt these preachers, amen, to be kings. God didn't make no preacher no kings. He made us all kings and priests, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we exalted people to the place like that, and hauling around, carrying them around, you know, like they, in the old days, like they carry the king, you know, put them on your shoulder. But they got people bringing preachers into the pulpit, you know, on a, I don't want to call it a cart, but whatever the thing they carry you with. I'm trying to show what's going on today. Lukewarmness. I was looking the other day that some preacher, amen, came up and the people said in the congregation. And he had women coming up, amen. He had a tub there. And they come up there and get naked in front of him and he washing their part. I'm trying to show you how dumb. Amen. How dumb the people have become and following a man that's not following God. I'm trying to say, judgment is getting ready to hit the house of God. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
He's just cleansing them.
What about the couple that came to the pastor and they laid across the altar table having sex?
I'm just trying to show you. How wicked the people are, how foolish that people are following false stuff that is going on now. Amen. They got you to let a man do that to you? You must not be reading your Bible, see?
Let me show you something.
I'm wrong with you.
Lukewarm people, they hardly read their Bible.
Yeah,
they hardly read their Bible.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't know that stuff was wicked, amen, that he was doing. You ain't got no business to let no other man, whether he's a preacher or whoever, is his favorite show, private part, amen. I'm trying to show you how wicked and foolish that people are beginning in these churches. Cleansing people. Tell him he cleansing them there. Hello now. I'm trying to say, did they listen? What's happening there? They are not listening to the word of God. They are not reading the word of God. Because you see, if they was reading those things, you wouldn't allow those things to be taking place.
Amen.
You would know when you see the wolf, you would know that he was a wolf, amen. And the sheep clothing. But because you're not paying any attention, amen, you're not spotting the wolf, amen. And God wants to show you the wolf, amen. I'm trying to say, this lukewarmness going on in the day. Maybe he's talking good to him, but you know, he ain't got no business doing stuff like that.
What is he saying to him? I can't even
do that. How did he convince people to do that? I'm trying to show you. Read on, Sister Frank.
Saying, come on, let us have some fun.
That's what it is. Come on, let us have some fun. Come on, what do we got? Love is a pleasure, what? More than the lovers of God, amen. And what does the Bible say in the book of Kevin that in the last days they're not going to endure the sound doctrine, amen. They're not going to endure sound teachers, lukewarmness, amen. They'll hear something, but they won't hear it all, amen. They'll do part of it, but they won't do it all. God is looking for a church. He's looking for a people that's going to be obedient because his plan that he has in Genesis 1 and 26, this is still God's plan for your life. Is that we to be made in his image and to be like him and to do even as he has done. His purpose hasn't changed just because man failed. We know. Listen at it.
Let's go ahead and prosper.
Come on.
Tell
let's,
us what the Lord has seen.
Come on. Let's go to church. Mm-hmm.
So it comes, can and convict and fear and said before you listening.
They come to church and they listen. They all come in now. They come in and listen, amen. Huh?
But they have no intention of doing what I tell them.
But they don't have no intent. No, know what he said. They don't intend to do it, but they want to hear it, amen. Come on, listen what the pastor says. Come on, listen, child. Why do you need to go to church today? Come on. And then when they told them they was out in the club, when they told them to come. Hmm? Are you tired of living a lie? and thinking that you're going to heaven, and then you still living like the devil. Aren't you tired of living that way? Huh? Aren't you tired of taking it, amen? What are we going to get real about this thing, amen? They talk about their intention, amen. They don't intend to do what's right. What is it? They have become hearers of the word and not doers, amen? Huh? They come to hear. They come to hear. Each and every Sunday, they come to hear. But they don't plan to do. No witness, no witness, no intent. In other words, you don't intend to do it anyway. You just want to hear it. That's what James said. You got to be what? Doers of the word and not hearers only. What? Deceiving. Deceiving who? You're deceiving your own selves. Amen. We got so many steps to see people. They heard and know what God said do, but then they don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. You heard what the scripture said do. Come on, we got to get out of the lukewarmness and get for real, amen. We got to start seeking God with all your heart, amen.
Amen.
Not just a fortune, amen. You got to seek God. You got to seek God with all your mind, because we got to get our mind together, amen. Because do you realize what's coming in these last days here? If your mind is not right by the time this stuff breaks loose, you're either going one way or the other, amen. You're either going with the world or you're going to stand with God, amen. That's why you can't have two different opinions about things, is because of the things that get ready to challenge you. You see, the world system is getting ready to challenge you. See, everybody who talks about God, it's easy for you to talk.
Amen.
But it's not the talking, amen. It's when the test comes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you're faced with the challenge, that's where the problem comes in, amen. I'm trying to tell you, if you don't get it right now, when the challenge comes, you're not going to be able to pass the test because of what? Your lukewarmness, and you still halt between two opinions, amen. It's either what God says is right or what man says is right. You got to decide, amen.
Yeah.
And right now it's coming to a time that there's going to be decision making time, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Jesus gave us the Holy Ghost to be able to help us, to be able to stand well in the evil day. You see, these are evil times, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Antichrist is getting by the way to the rise, amen. Mm-hmm. And are you going to believe his lie? Amen. And be down, or you're going to believe God and live.
Mm-hmm.
See, come the time for you to make your mind up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when somebody comes and says, well, I heard somebody say that anyway. Amen. Well, I don't need to believe that book, you know. It's been changed, and a man wrote it, and a man wrote it. All the other books you read, man wrote them. And they don't even claim to be true. And here this book is true. It's proving itself every day. And then you believe those not the love novels you read. What do you call them?
You
believe them. They be lying. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They be trying to tell you how many romance. Then the romance is so good. Why are you divorced then? You've been divorced by a tyrant. And then you try to tell me about romance. You try to tell me how to keep my wife and how to keep my woman, and you done had three or four of them. Huh? But you believe him. You didn't give a fuck. You believe what he said. Because, you know, he knows because he got some money. Amen. And then the only reason woman with he got now with it because he got some money. Amen. You know. And he won't be now because he got a little money. Amen. But what happens when the money fails? Does she want to leave you? Does she love you because she loves? But she loves you for the money, amen. Huh?
You go.
You see, that's what you got to realize. We got to believe the word,
amen.
And not be half-hearted on it. It's either God is right and man is wrong. If God is right and the devil is wrong, you can't have no in-between. It's either this or that. I mean, even if you don't want to accept it, at least don't go against it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe what Paul said. There's only hell there. Amen. We don't believe that. Amen. Because there can only be one truth. Huh?
Amen.
It's the only one truth.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be no two different truths, is it? It's only one truth.
Huh?
You got to accept to be who God says you are, amen. God called you to be one of the holy people, amen. Be one of the people who was on your work, that was going to give him glory, that was going to be like him. And you can't be like him being half hearted. Come on. We need to repent, amen. Repent and believe God. And stop putting it off. How do you know how long you got while you're playing around, amen? And if I was out, we know what's right, you're going to do it. What do they say? What do they say? What do they say in the Bible?
Come on, let's have some fun.
Come on, let's have some fun. Is that what it is, sir?
Mm-hmm.
We got to deny. What the Bible says? You got to deny yourself from things, amen?
Mm-hmm.
You got to pick up the cross. Because you're trying to get rid of the old man so that the new man can live. And then one of them got to die. See, both of them be in charge, amen. It's either you're going to let the spirit be in charge or you're going to allow your flesh to be in charge. Somebody has to die, amen. Praise God. And Jesus came and died so that you can get rid of your flesh, amen. So that you can become a new person, amen. You're supposed to be a new man. You're supposed to be different. Your attitude is supposed to be different. You're not supposed to think the same way you used to think. You are a new creation, amen. All things have passed away. They're supposed to have passed away, but it looks like if you still got them hanging around, amen, that means that you haven't gotten rid of some of them, amen.
Amen.
Old things, your old ways, amen, of doing things, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't love and hate at the same time. It's a thin line. It's a thin line between love and hate. That's what they say, amen.
Amen.
On which side are you going to go? You either going to love or you going to hate. You can't do both of them. Hmm? Huh? Come on, say that. Let's go have some fun. Is that what's in the Bible? Read on, sister Faith.
They express love with their mouth.
But they express love with their mouth.
And their heart speak only out the mind.
So what do they want?
Mind.
They express love with their mouth. Amen. You love much with your mouth, but there's no action there's no action behind what you say, amen. Huh? If you see somebody hungry, do you give them something, amen? I know we look at them sometimes. I see a man hungry. I have to give him something, amen. Even when I know he gives me sometimes. And what I mean that I know that he gives me sometimes. I know he's going to go buy something else with it by giving the money, amen. I know he's going to do it sometimes. But why do I do it? I do it because God says to do it, amen. Hallelujah. You don't know, many a time, you don't know who you're talking to sometimes. The person you might be thinking like that might be an angel, amen. Hallelujah. There was a guy did that. He met a man on the street, and because, you know, he actually got for something, and he was a guy that had but a few quarters in his pants. And he gave the man some money out of his pants. He didn't have very much. And the man said, I just wanted to see what you're going to do there. And then the man turned around and came back and gave him $500.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I just wanted to see what you're going to do. And he was willing to give me out of your wants, out of your needs. In other words, he was giving the man out of his needs.
Mm-hmm.
He needed the money. The man they were asking for didn't need it. But he just wanted to see where the heart of the man was.
Mm-hmm.
And when the man gave him the little change he had, he turned around and gave the man $500 and said, I just want to see where your heart was. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes God is just leading you to somebody. He just wants to see where your heart is. Amen? Huh? Huh? He doesn't want to see, are you full of compassion? You see, God is a compassionate God. Amen. He loves beyond. Amen. He does things. Amen. Even when you hate him, he still loves. Amen? Huh? Huh?
No.
Even when we didn't love him, he still loved us. Amen. He's a long-suffering God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants us to be long-suffering. But you know, when we take lukewarm people, they can't put up with nothing. They can't put up with nothing. They can't put up with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand her. Mm-hmm. You know how y'all are. And then y'all use that next stuff too. I can't stand her. You see, where's the love? You know, we got the old mask. Where's the love? But where's the compassion? You can't love and hate.
Amen.
I tell you, if you say you don't like me, you better love me. You might not like me, but you better love me. And you better not die hating and not liking me. Because I know where you're going. Huh? If you hate me, I know where you're going. Bring on, Sister Faye. Let's get to the thing.
Okay.
Y'all listen to the word here.
You are very entertaining, Jim.
No way. Entertaining, you know. That's what we come now. We come to be entertained today. We want to get our shout on. And then go back doing the same thing we did yesterday. Amen. We get our shout on, go back to the club. Get our shout in, go get drunk. Amen. Go back to your pleasure. But yet you want to be part of God. Either get out or get stay get in. Amen. God said, if you get out, maybe I can help you. But if you're lukewarm, I don't know what to do with you. Be cold. Even rather you be cold. Be solid. Be stable. Stationary. Amen. Hallelujah. When people things that are solid don't move. It's good to be cold, amen. You know how it is to be cold. Amen. The water don't run when it's cold. If you keep the water cold on the table, if you put it in water, it'll run off. But if it's cold, it'll stay right there, amen. Hallelujah. God said, I would rather for you to be cold, not lukewarm, amen. So I can make you hot, amen. I can heat you up, amen. If you would just, you get hot, you just be obedient. Listen,
you're very entertaining to them.
Uh-huh.
Someone who sings love songs with a beautiful voice or plays defined music on an instrument.
Child, didn't pastor preach yesterday. Yeah. You know, he preached yesterday. Child, if he was just for the entertainment, wasn't he entertaining? Amen. Praise God. Yeah, he did all of those things, you know, and everybody was shouting, and everybody was, whatever they was doing, and what happened to him? He was very, what was that? He was very what?
Yeah,
he was very entertaining to him. Freedom.
They heard what you say.
They heard what he said.
But they don't do it.
But they won't do it. You know, all the things we do tell you anyway, man. Tell you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. You know, we don't cut no slack about it. Because it's either going to be one way, amen. We tell you that you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. When it says, St. John 3:5 says, you must be born of water and spirit. We tell you about that, amen. And then, look, you still don't receive that, amen. You heard what it said, amen. You know, the people said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's nothing they didn't hear. But it just doesn't believe it, amen. We tell people stuff like that all the time, amen. We tell you got the real right, amen. Huh? What we hear is that what? They hear what you say, but what?
They don't do it.
They don't do it, amen. Now, a lot of things we tell you you need to get rid of, but they hear it, but what?
Don't do it.
They don't do it, amen. Praise God. Sometimes I tell God that you need to be in submission, amen. You hear it, but you don't do it. And you think everything's supposed to be right and beautiful and lovely. And then you're not doing what the word says. You're trying to get something out of the word, but won't obey the word, but you want the word to work for you, but you won't work for the word.
Amen.
And then we wonder why we got all the problems. And you're always talking about what somebody else is supposed to do, but what did you do? Did you obey the word? Did you do what God said to do? If you had did what God told you to do, then God would work for you. But you heard it, but what? I ain't going to do it, amen. Did God tell us, the Bible tell us who we ought to connect with? We heard what he said, but we know better than God, amen. And then later on there, when he started beating me up that night, and knocking your head off. Oh, Pastor, will you pray for me? Didn't I just tell you not to marry that man? Yeah, I know that's what you said, but I thought I could. See, you didn't obey. He was lukewarm. You weren't listening. Amen?
Amen.
We got a young lady on the line. And I said, if he's saved, and then I come to hear she didn't got married. Spent about $10,000 on the wedding. And she's been married now for 3 months. Can't call no names, nothing on life. She's been there for 3 months. And guess what? They separated already.
Oh, boy.
Domestic violence. She's violent. She should have saw that beforehand, amen. I'm trying to tell y'all, better look and listen to the word of God, amen. You can't be too anxious for anything, amen. Listen to the word of God, amen. You need to, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and what? He shall direct your path. Let God direct your path. If the word has said, lukewarm people won't obey God, and that's why they get in so much trouble. And now, we got to be preaching about domestic violence. And I don't know how to preach about that. Amen. Praise God. Domestic violence. Amen. Tell him, you know, if he's going to beat you, I don't think God told you to take no punishment. Amen. But then, know what has happened. You leave here. See, you got to wonder because when you get married, amen, when you get married, actually, you ain't supposed to get married no more. We don't talk about that too much in Scripture. Amen. He's supposed to get married no more. That's why he's supposed to be careful before you do it. It's because scripturally, you don't have too many no chance to say that. We hate to say that. Because, you know, when we say that, people don't want to hear that. It's because even though it's in the scriptures, it's been read that way, amen. Be careful. Definitely don't marry no unbeliever, amen. Well, that's all I can find. Well, the Bellas would be without them, be there. And so I'm like, this Bellas be by yourself. So now, who made that song? I can do bad all by myself. I don't need nobody to help me do bad, amen. Huh?
Amen.
I need somebody to bring me up. Huh? You don't want no man to bring you down. I'm not trying to say just because of his money status either, amen. And when I say money status, I mean, as long as he's doing his best to provide, amen. He might not always be able to carry everything. But you do want him to be a godly man, like God said, marry a godly man, amen.
Amen.
Not go out and get you a tadpole, he's going to turn into a frog, amen. Huh?
Amen.
You get what I'm trying to say? Lukewarm, God says, lukewarm. That we're going out and doing things against his will. Just like Israel did. Israel went out there and married strange wives. And the man married strange women. He told Solomon, the smartest man supposed to ever been in the Bible, amen. One of the smartest men, and he was dumb. You know what he did? He went out there and married strange women. And what did they do? They turned his love away from God, and he lost out as smart as he was.
Amen.
And the Bible got it in the Bible that Solomon lost out of his old age because of those strange wives. Huh? Huh? When we go out there and do it against the will of God, guess what happens? The person that you hook up with, he's the one that turned you away from God.
Amen.
When you used to go to church, you don't go no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to hang out with him, you got to hang out with her, amen. Me is just as guilty. We just, it's not on the women, amen. We mess up too. Amen. But lukewarmness. I caused you to what? To be in disobedience to God. How long are we going to be hopped between two opinions? Is God going to be God? Are you going to let God be God? Mm-hmm. Or you going to let your own wisdom be the God? Like Adam and Eve. Like Eve did, amen. See, the devil lied to her, and she used her own wisdom. And then she ate up the wrong type of fruit, amen. Mm-hmm. Say this, we got a Christian today.
But when all these things happen to them as they certainly will, then they will know a prophet has been among them.
And so he said, when all these things start happening, you want to know that a prophet has been among you, that God has been trying to hear you, that your life should be we should have a lifestyle, amen. Not just in church, but a lifestyle outside the church, amen. Everybody can act good. You know, when you come to church and everybody's clapping their hands and everybody's praising God, everybody can praise God then, but what do you do in the midnight hour? What do you do when you're by yourself, amen? Are you able to call on God when you're by yourself, amen? Or are you able to pray, amen, when things are not going right? Or I can only pray when somebody is with me, amen. See, lukewarm people, amen. Praise God. Lukewarm people, they're not sincere. You know, they say they want it. People say they want the Holy Ghost. Do you really want it? How bad you want it? Mm-hmm. What are you willing to do to get it, amen? If I saw something that was really important to me, man, if I got to holler all night, amen. If it takes me hollering all night to get the Holy Ghost, I should be willing to holler, amen. If it takes me laying on my face all night, amen. You know, when you was unsaved, you went out there and labored for stuff that wasn't bread, wasn't it? That didn't satisfy. You say that all night. Mm-hmm. 3 o'clock in the morning, you still out there in the streets. Yep. Hmm? We're trying to say today, amen. Is God going to be God? Are we going to let God be God and learn how to be obedient for these last days? And everybody that said that don't obey God is going to be lost for the hell. Mm-hmm. We don't like to talk, we don't like to use that word very much, amen. But it's in the Bible. That God said, I'm going to destroy you for being lukewarm because you wouldn't do what I asked you to do. I mean, that's what God said. I mean, I'm not the judge. I'm not the jury, amen. And all of you online there today, amen, that some of you, amen, you're claiming God, amen. You said you're Jehovah's Witness, amen. Praise God. You know you're lying. The Bible says, hey, what? He said, I'll give you my spirit. Those who have my spirit will be a witness unto me. And you don't even believe in the Holy Spirit. You don't even believe in the Holy Ghost. You don't even believe that Jesus was the Messiah. And then you say you're out witness for God. The only way you can be a witness for God, you first have to get Jesus. You can't get to God without Jesus. It's either this way going to be right, or you can just pretend that you can get there and claim it to be something that you're not. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, he said, you don't belong to God. We got to stop lying to you and tell you, oh, child, it's going to be all right. I'm not going to hell, amen, but for letting you believe stuff like that, you got to change. God wants you in his likeness. God wants you in his image, amen. And he died, Jesus died, so that you could take on this shit, to take on this image. This is why he died for you in the first place.
Amen.
Why would God let Jesus die and go through all the suffering and all the pain that he went through, amen? Why would he allow the nails to be in his hands and the nails in his feet, amen, and the crowns of thorns with blood running off his head, amen? Why would he go through all of that agony so that you could become something that you weren't? Because what does St. John 1 and 3 say? To as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons of God. That God wanted us to be a son. Amen. And what did Jesus say? I always do what my Father told tells me to do. Father didn't tell me to do it. I don't do it. And somewhere there's got to be a mindset, a mind change, to realize that what? I don't belong to myself no more. Well, this is my body. No, it's not. And we got all the people going around marching. I'm talking about so-called Christians. Yeah, they got their pride up. Oh, give up the right to kill the baby. Yeah, this is my body. I can do what I want you to do. Hey, can you see the sign? Oh, yeah. The Democrats, no. The Republicans ain't nothing but devil. They won't let me kill my baby. And then they come. Lukewarm Christians. Do y'all see that going on?
Amen.
And angry.
You got the right to do what you want to do with your body as long as you keep your legs closed. You got the right to keep your legs closed. If he forces you to, if he forces you to open your legs, then that's right. Amen. But if you have a, you was in decision making before you did it, wasn't it? Why don't you make a decision? And with all these stuff that you can use these days to keep you from becoming that way, why don't you use that? You got a right to use that.
Amen.
You got a right to take a shot every 6 months. You got a right to wear a patch. And then you got a right to tell that Negro to put a sock on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you better put two of them on that because it's not good. You got rights? You got a right? Don't you have rights? I have a right to do with what I want to do with my body. Look, you know, I was surprised to see churches like that marching for stuff like that. That lets you know the church is wicked. And the priest standing up for gay marriage. Ain't got nothing against gay. Amen. I'm just trying to say. But when you want to do something and then you want to force me to accept what you do, that's the problem I got with.
Amen.
That's the problem I got with. You can do what you want in your corner, behind your door, whatever you want, just like I can. But when you're going to force me to accept your feelings all this time, then I got a problem with it. Amen?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Ain't got no problem about you being it. And then we got saints. Let me show you a lukewarm saint. The lukewarm saints go to the wedding. They support it. Oh, I support it. You right there. You right there. Oh, I tell you. You're going to hell too for supporting that. You just have, you're letting them know it's right. No, they didn't go on do that, but I can't come to this. My God said that man and a woman don't go together. I mean, man and man don't go together. Woman and woman don't go together. I can't come to your wedding. Well, you're my friend. Yeah, I'm your friend, but I'm not that kind of friend. I'm talking about the lukewarm stuff, amen. You don't go to no gay wedding. Two men get married. Y'all just slap, amen, up there kissing each other. Amen. And she up there kissing the other one, I'll slap her too. Amen. I know we can't do that because we be lukewarm for slapping them. Amen. But I'm just trying to say, amen. I ain't got nothing against them. They and everybody's family.
Amen.
Then everybody's family, amen. Somebody asked me about it, said, what you do if somebody come there? Well, you can't bring him or her there, whichever one it is. Amen. One of y'all got to leave. You ain't coming in here talking about, well, we married. No, you better go and get your hotel some hope. Amen. You can't come in here like that. Amen. What are we going to, we got to take a stand in the land of things. Amen. I ain't got nothing against you. You can do what you want to do. You know, I do have. In Kentucky, we had a little man, you know. They said, oh, his hair is cute. His hair looked better than mine. You know, he was so cute. In Kentucky. That was my friend. You know, he was my friend. Amen. You got nothing against him. Amen. Tell your soul, you sell your family the fence, I'm going to sell mine. Amen. And don't you cross those my fence, and I'm going to cross those yours. And we do it. Amen. That was in the world, you know. I'm just trying to say, amen. You can't be angry. I can't hate him because of who he is, amen. But I can't accept him. But I can't accept his ways. His God is not against the person. He's against the creature.
Amen.
Huh? You can't hate nobody because of things like that. They're dealing with it. You ought to go pray for them and get that devil out of them. That's the best thing for you to do for them, amen. Go pray for them. Not hate them. Just like God did you. God didn't. He didn't kill you when you was a sinner, amen. He beat you up when you was holding around. What do they call me? Same thing. God didn't get you when you was holding around, amen. And you might have jumped the fence one or two times yourself. We don't know. But he didn't kill you, did he?
Nope.
And so we don't want to kill them, amen. God didn't kill you. But we want to let them know sin is sin. Amen. Don't care who it is. Lukewarm people won't stand up. They're scared to say something. They're scared to speak out. They're scared to lift their, not opinion, but they're scared to say what God says about it. Amen? I said, Jesus has died for us. Amen. Jesus died so you can be delivered. And whoever you are today, you need the deliverance. Jesus has died so you can be delivered, so that you can become like him. Amen. God wants to make us into his image, and we got to change. Is there somebody online? You don't know Jesus today? We want to invite you to Jesus, because if you like that, we're trying to say that God can change you. Amen. It is God that makes you who you are. Amen. But whatever you're dealing with sin, God can deliver you from sin, and Jesus came to deliver you from your sin. Amen?
Amen.
Is there somebody online today? You got to come out of that mess. You got to cut that mess out. Amen. Amen. Don't be showing me your liquor bottle. Amen. And then praising God at the same time. I don't need to be seeing your liquor bottle. Is there somebody? Amen. If there's nobody, somebody needs some prayer today, we want to try to help you. Amen. I'm changing myself. I'm getting myself together. Amen. If I want to realize these are the last days. If there's somebody, amen. If there's nobody on Facebook today, we want to know. We want to baptize in the name of Jesus. And we're going to put that out there regardless of who it hurts, because there can only be one baptism. It's either this way is right or no way is right. And then if you want to say your way is right, then you show that your way of right is right. But there's only one way, amen. Then somebody, if you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, you need to go get your minister that baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you need to go get baptized and tell him you need to get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And then if you need somebody else, you need to get them to pray with you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You need that. You're not going to make it in heaven without it. You can't be in the likeness of God without it. I'm saying this in your own Facebook, because there's a lot of you that don't have the Holy Spirit. I know you've been to church. I know you've been baptized in water, but you don't have the Holy Spirit. And you need the Spirit in your life. Go back and check Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Go back and check Acts 19, 1 through 6. Amen. Go back and check and see whether or not those things match up in your life. And may God bless and keep y'all on Facebook here. Amen. Quickly himself. Amen. If there's somebody else, if somebody got anything to say. Anybody online got anything to say? Oh, man. Is there anyone on Facebook, online, got anything to say? Anything you'd like to add? Sister Kenya? Nothing you like to add? Amen. Huh? Amen. Not at this moment. Amen. Brother Grayson, come here, man. I want to pray for you. Come on. Come here, man. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been praying for you. Come on. Stand right here. Come on. Come here, son. Stand right here. Stand in front of me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, we pray for this young man, Lord, and all the enemies, oh Lord, that come against him, that's fighting against his mind. Lord, may he become all that you have helped him to be. And may he be able to do all that you have for him to do. And Lord, we release his mind, and that's the enemy, Lord, that comes against him. And Lord, we pray right now, Lord, for his deliverance.
Yes,
and we give you the praise for all things in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. 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 We pray for him every morning. Amen. And we know how the enemy works. And so you've been anointed, amen. You've been anointed in Jesus' name.
Great.
Amen. Praise God. It's all right. Amen. Praise God. Is there anyone else that you need some prayer, need anything?
Amen.
You're going to stand in the testimony for whatever. Praise God. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. You still want to get baptized today, Sister Faith?
Yes.
Amen. Let me call Rick and make sure that they're back at home. Anyone else want to join in today? We want to baptize today. If you haven't been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just want to do it and do it right. We're not out trying to be religious. We're just trying to get it right beforehand. And if you wasn't done that way, then we need to get it done that way. And we just want to get the foundation right. Amen. If the foundation be right, like I said, you can always straighten the house up. But if the foundation messed up, then just like I have to tear the house down and start over if the foundation is not right. And this is where we're starting at. We're trying to establish the truth. And then we're going to hold on to the truth that we get established. Because once we look at something and realize that that's true, then we're not going to move from that. Amen.
Amen.
And the things that the scripture has said, once it's been established that that's true, we're not going to move from that regardless to the, what you want to call it? Regardless of what come against us in that area, we're not going to be moved from that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So praise God. Is there no one? Amen. So Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Anybody need prayer for anything? We're church and agree that if two shall agree, it's touching anything we ask. Amen. So, Father God, we are thankful today, Lord. Lord, may we become one mind, one accord, one spirit. May we move to the right side, Lord. We don't want to continue to walk on the left, but we want to walk on the right side and do that thing which is right in your sight. And, Lord, let us not be double-minded, O Lord, but let us be single-minded, Lord. And you said, Lord, our eyes should be single. And whenever our eyes are single, our whole body will be full of light. And so let the light shine in to all of those, oh Lord, who are listening today, Lord, that their mind might be single, that you are the way, and there's no other way but your way. And we give the praise and give the glory and honor in Jesus' name. We pray, we say what? Amen and amen. God bless. Amen. We want to try to, let me see. Amen. God bless y'all online. Amen. Thank y'all for tuning in. All you that are on. We'll see y'all next time.
You said you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't. I plead. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft, break out your word. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.